I tell her. It's 8 o'clock, she says.
I know, I point at my wrist. My watch is on the smallest hole now, and still hangs loose. It looks weird, like one of those tags they put on birds' legs to study their migration patterns. I'm proud and ashamed of it at the same time. Mum comes into the room properly and sits down on my desk chair. She perches on the edge of it and sits really upright, like she wants to make the smallest possible impression on the room. I hate the way my parents are around me now. Like they're on eggshells. Like they're waiting for me to snap. Are you feeling all right about today, sweetheart? You talked it through with Lindsay? It's tiring. I'm tired all the time. Some days I go to bed at 7 p.m. It'll be fine, I tell her, turning over in bed so I'm facing the wall. I'll be fine. I'll drag your brother out of bed soon, or I'll try at least. Your father's picking Gran up right before lunch. I'm not sure about your auntie. She said she'd call before they left. Okay, I say to the wall. I hear her get up, but she doesn't leave the room. I can feel her eyes on me. I pull the cover right up around my neck because I hate the thought of anyone looking at my body. Even my mum. Listen, love, she says. If it's too much, just tell me and we'll sort it out, okay? I don't say anything. Come down when you're ready. I love you. I wait for the door to click shut before getting up. Even though I'm not exactly looking forward to today, I'm still excited for my presents. Well, some of them. I've asked Mum and Dad for some new binoculars, and a book on the birds of Borneo and the new Zelda. Auntie Jess has probably got me some clothes that won't fit, and Gran always gets me, Robin, and Dad the same thing. One each of those little round cheeses in a wax shell. I'll give mine to Dad this year, I guess. But it's Robin's present I'm really excited about. Robin is super into woodworking, and he always makes my present himself. Last year, he made me the nest box that now hangs from the apple tree at the end of our garden. It's still empty, but I'm hoping a nuthatch or something will use it next spring. The year before, Robin made me a whistle that sounds just like a little owl. He told me he thought I'd have a hoot with it. My brother makes a lot of terrible jokes. I look out across the garden. The squirrels at the feeder, which is definitely supposed to be squirrel-proof. And I can hear some wood pigeons in the trees at the back. I like this time of day. It's quiet, and I haven't had to think about food yet. Usually, this is when I take Sultan, our red setter, for a walk. But not today. I pull on some clothes and head downstairs.
Happy Christmas, Max,
my dad says, without looking up from his crossword, as I walk into the living room. He's sitting in his armchair under a mound of newspapers. The tree blinks behind him. Happy Christmas, I say, heading straight past him towards the kitchen. I help Mum lay the table. It probably sounds weird, given everything, but I like helping with meals. Makes me feel like I'm in control. Once the plates and cutlery are sorted, I make toast. We always have Hovis Soft White Medium, so I know exactly how many calories are in a slice. I put one slice in the toaster. Everyone else is having croissants. The smell of them kills me. Robin comes down a few minutes later and punches me on the arm.
Hey, happy Christmas, he says,
tearing a strip off one of the croissants Mum's just taken out of the oven.
Mmm.
At the table, please, Mum says, whisking the tray away. Breakfast is fine, I guess. There are no major incidents. I have my toast with a smear of spread and some water. No one tries to offer me anything else. Robin, on the other hand, demolishes a bowl of Cheerios and 4 croissants. We all wait politely for him to finish.
We're going to feed you at lunchtime too, you know, says Dad.
Turkey takes ages, Robin explains, and Mum's only just put it in. Do you not want to open your presents? Mum asks. Of course, says Robin. Presents are very important, but if I'm hungry, I won't be able to give them my full attention. In Christmas movies, kids tear the wrapping paper off the presents, scrunch it up, and toss it on the floor. Not so in the Howarth household. Dad insists on us reusing wrapping paper. So when we open presents, we carefully peel off the tape, then fold up each sheet. Dad's like this with everything. We have a huge rain barrel in the garden and solar panels on the roof. We haven't bought a shopping bag in my lifetime. We're the only...